In Ireland, they had something similar happen, where a child or a couple of children were injured and killed through stabbings. And social media put out that it was a North African immigrant that had done it. And riots broke out Thursday night into Friday morning with people up in arms about immigration. So I think that one of the things that we've got to be aware of as we look at something like this is that, you know, don't believe the first thing you read, number one. Don't go out and act rashly, because there are immigration problems. There are immigration problems here, in the UK, in Ireland, in Europe. Okay, there are problems. But if you're going, it's never okay to create a riot to go and deal with situations. But in this kind of post-George Floyd world, where a whole bunch of very violent riots were allowed to go on with basically no consequences, that it has emboldened people that would behave in this sort of way. This is what we know, that on the evening of November 23rd, a riot broke out in Dublin. It involved incidences of vandalism, looting, and assault of guards and other people that were out there. They've made 34 arrests to this date. And, you know, we've got to make sure, first of all, riots are never okay. But you need to be sure that if you're going to get up in arms about something and protest about something, that you have the right information. That brings me kind of to the third story that sort of is similar to all of this. But there was a woman who was an executive at, or administrator at a California